Now, Prague's metro is quite new in comparison to the underground rail networks in London and Paris. But in the course of its relatively short existence, it's become one of the busiest underground systems in the whole of Europe. On Saturday, Prague Metro celebrated its 35th anniversary. Rosie Johnston paid a visit to where it all began.
It was 35 years ago on Saturday that the first trains left this Museum metro station, bound for Kacharov in the south and Sokolovska, which is now Florence, in the north. Over the past 3.5 decades, Prague's metro system has expanded to consist of 3 lines, which span nearly 60 kilometres of track. And it's busy. Each day the metro transports over 1.5 million people, making it the 6th busiest subway system in all of Europe. Earlier today, I hopped aboard a C-Line train to visit Dana Holanova, who worked on the design of the metro back in the 1960s. I asked her, first of all, what Prague was like before the underground was built.
It was very slow. Mostly the streets were packed with cars and all the other transportation that tried to get through, which was not getting through. It was very busy, yeah.
The metro wasn't built all at once as we know it now. It was built in several stages. Can you tell me a bit about that and what you were working on in particular?
I remember working on a B section, but apparently A was done before. C was done first. I remember there were some problems with whatever was under the old city that at the first place nobody knew what was underneath of it, so it was a long process.
Were you working on particular stations, or were you mapping out a route for the metro? What were you doing, can you remember?
I think we did all kinds of stuff, mostly designing. I was involved in design, interior and the kilos it would carry. I remember that part of it, yeah. Yeah, it was the Davidson station that we were working on, yeah.
And are you happy with the end result?
Yeah, oh yeah. It could go a little further towards airport, which will. I think that was a mistake. We should have designed it right then. But, of course, it wasn't possible.
When you sit on the metro and travel about it today, which presumably you do occasionally...
All the time, yeah.
Is it kind of how you imagined it would be when you were designing it then, or better or slower?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's so fast. It's unbelievable. And it works, yeah. It goes every special mornings. It goes all the time. So it's they did a good job, let's put it that way.
Ukončete prosím výstup a nástup. Dveře se zavírají.
The metro doesn't yet go out as far as the airport, but chances are that this announcement, urging passengers to finish boarding, is one of the first blasts of Czech you'll hear in Prague. With plans to expand the metro further, potentially adding a new line to the network by 2014, this is set to become even more common a refrain in the years to come.
Thank you, Rosie Johnston. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Radio